Welcome to Bodcast, the Business of Dentistry podcast, brought to you by Practice Plan. Bodcast delivers the best business advice, real-life stories, and practical hints and tips to make your practice a more profitable and sustainable business. And now, here's your host.
Hi, welcome to today's edition of the Bodcast. My name's Zoe Close. I'm the Area Sales Manager for Practice Plan. Today I've got Lisa Bainham with me from the Old Surgery Dental Practice and also President of ADAM. Hi Lisa.
Hi Zoe.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Good, good. Right, a topic that I'm not that familiar with, the five must-dos when running a referral service. I've not ever worked in a referral practice or had to think about this apart from referring. So this will be quite interesting to hear actually. So just tell me a little bit about how your practice has grown this referral service over the years.
It takes quite a while, and it's the key is basically to get the right team members in looking at. We wanted to run a multidisciplinary practice and offer a really wide range. I think it started really when we started working with a specialist oral surgeon, and really quickly the people in our area wanted to refer because at the time the hospital waiting lists were massive.
Oh, they used to be huge.
Yeah. 18 months to get was some tooth taken. So we found that there was a real opening there, and patients were just happy to come along and start having the treatment done sooner, especially if it was something that was a recurring problem. So from that we wanted to expand for ourselves originally, because we wanted to be able to offer our patients everything under one roof.
Yeah.
So we built it up and started with a CDT to be able to send our patients that needed dentures to our CDT in-house. Was great. And then from there we started working with an implant guy, then we had an endodontist, and then we had a periodontist, and pretty much then you've got a referral service. And by working with local dentists, we found that there was a real niche there, especially in our area.
So initially sort of saw it as a obviously for your own patients, to give them a better service than what was available. So how difficult was it to sort of get, obviously, you know, a local dentist interested, or what went into that effort to market that?
Well, one of the basic things is referral packs and making sure your branding is right. With gaining the trust of referrers, they want to see that they're sending their patients to somebody that's really good, that the patients are going to be well looked after, and really quite importantly that you're not going to be taking those patients off them. There are occasions when they're quite happy.
So their worry is they'll come to you, like what they see, enjoy the experience and join your practice.
Especially because, you know, our practice, we invest a lot in, we're very digital, beautiful building, wonderful team, the customer services is exceptional. So it might be something that they're not doing themselves. So it has happened where patients come, this is great, can I stay here? And we just say no. So it's gaining the trust. One of our parts of our branding, our slogan with the referral service generally is working together for your patient's care. So we're just doing what they're asking us to do and then sending them back. You can't take those, number one rule, you do not take them patients under any circumstances, because they will not refer to you again. You want them to go back to their dentist and that dentist to see what a great job you've done. And that way you build it. And they all integrate as well. So, you know, somebody starts referring for implants. So then the next time we send some more referral forms, we put a referral newsletter in and say, can we introduce you to other members of our referral team? So we have some practices that send for everything. You get some that just want you to do an implant, or but it's just building their relationship and picking the phone up really, and our treatment coordinators pop in and have chats with the practices.
So you spend your time sort of communicating with them what's happening, what's changed, what's new. So you sort of, they become your clients really, the practices that are referring in.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's just adapting to what they need. There's no point to us going, okay, this is what we're going to do if nobody wants it.
Yeah.
So one of the things, for example, was for our endodontist, they're sending the patient over to have root canal treatment, and you know they are paying more money for it. So it's being done. The patient's paid a few hundred pounds, and then they're going back to their dentist to restore.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of them were worried mm-hmm. about not getting the crown right and things like that. So we said, well, what can we do? And they said, we would really like you to do an extra step and do a core so that we've just got our nice easy bit to do.
Right.
But we didn't do that initially because we didn't want to step on toes.
Yeah.
But there are some dentists that want you to go that extra part. So then we adapted endo at the old surgery to endo plus.
Right, so you got a way around that really.
Yeah, yeah. And it's just doing what they want you to do and adapting to it completely, yeah.
So when once the patient's gone back to their normal dentist, is that where your communication ends with the patient, or do you have any lines of communication beyond that?
No, not with the patient. We obviously checked that they were happy with the result, but you need to ensure that you take off things like recalls, any kind of marketing. You need to
mm-hmm.
not send newsletters or anything like that. But you also then need to send the reports back to the dentist.
Mm-hmm.
Or what we've started doing is pictures as well, sending some photographs. So they can be then interested in showing other patients cases of what we've done for them.
Oh, brilliant. So, I mean, I know years ago there was lots of things you could do to incentivise practice to refer to you, but there was a lot of sort of that all changed. So is that sort of, so how do you encourage practice to use you guys? Is it just on reputation and
it's
your services?
It's reputation, building that trust and relationship. But one of the things that we do regularly is we do study evenings. So we do educational evenings. For example, we've got one next week, and we're talking about implants. We're really lucky. We've got a really, really good implantologist that works with us. And he's going to do a talk on implants, ethical selling of implants,
mm-hmm.
and the use of CBCT scans.
That's a big word.
I said it has that right order, I think. So we've invested in a CT scanner, and there's quite a few practices in the area that do implants, so wouldn't refer to us for implants, but they need to send their patient to a hospital to get a CT scan to be able to place the implants. So we now offer the CT scans as a part of the referral service. So we're now doing an educational evening, and we invite all the dentists in the area to come and find out what we can do, what it means, how much it costs.
Yeah.
We have an agreement between them, so you make a little contract, and it's, you know, small things like, is the practice paying or is the patient paying?
Mm.
So it's providing them with free CPD. We always have a really nice event, pick somewhere, and next week we're going to Crewe Hall, and there'll be lovely food,
mm-hmm.
and we get a few people to come and support the event. But it's just generally, we do about 4 or 5 a year, but the whole team can come, not just the dentist, which is really important to educate the whole team as to what we're doing and who we are. Again, you are building that relationship with the agenda if you would like them to refer,
mm-hmm.
but that comes secondary to just getting them to.
But you're giving something back, aren't you?
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, there's a benefit to them. You know, they're learning something and going away with a CPD certificate.
Absolutely.
And being reassured that you're the practice that they want to refer to, because they're learning more about you and how you operate.
Yeah.
So even though, the agenda is to get them, you know, wanting to refer, but, you know, a long way from the old referral fee years ago.
Yeah, that was a little bit dodgy.
Yeah, that was recently all the hygienist referral fee. That was quite, I think only 2015 that sort of blew up a bit. So we've changed all that, but I think that sort of approach, you know, is sort of a win-win really.
It is. The only thing we do is take cakes around occasionally,
mm-hmm.
but it's a thank you.
But that's like with our clients, you know, if that's such a nice thing to do, to, you know, sometimes go and have a part of the review appointment, to have a nice cup of tea and a cake while you're talking
about
business. But I'm sure that, you know, now you've got a reputable bit, you know, business moving forward, now word of mouth and all that, there's probably masses of that.
Absolutely.
That happens.
It's our referrers generally know that if they have a case and they're not sure whether they need to refer, they can email us and we'll show an x-ray to the specialist, and they will give a basic opinion as to where they think they're at.
Okay.
It's just really nice that they've got the extra reassurance that they're giving their patient the best options. Obviously, from a legal point of view, you have to be seen and you have to provide every option available to the patient. You know, if a patient's got a tooth that doesn't you don't know how long it's gonna last. Do they have a root canal treatment and save it, get another 10 years, or do they have it taken out? But then you've got the cost of maybe an implant, mm-hmm. or they're living with a gap.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't refer and something happens, then this is why you've got the solicitors and things on your back.
It's questioned, isn't it, as to why it wasn't. So. Oh, lovely. Thank you very much. Thanks. That was really interesting. I've learned quite a bit there, Lisa. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.